Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. Says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fat on a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains, climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth with Obama. Shut up your mouth with Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fear.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of that cost. Now remember, shipmates, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. All right, you want to be a part of the program tonight? Don't be shy. 646-716-7978, or you can join the captain's chat room. Now tonight, it's Friday Night Sports! All right, calm down already. All right, now you know, on Fridays, we forget about all the evil that's going on in the world, and let me tell you, there's a hell of a lot of it. We forget about that evil in the world, and we talk about things that really matter to Americans, and that is sports. And as long as there's one sport in existence, there's plenty to talk about. Look at this, baseball is back, yay! Cubbies lose the opening night, not a surprise, poor bastards. A-Rod and Teixeira, they finally get their first dingers of the year. Back-to-back. Yankees still lose, though. God almighty. Troy Polamalu retires. Kind of sad to see him go, but, I mean, he can only play for so long. Now, we're going to talk tonight a little bit, hopefully. Is he first ballot Hall of Fame, or is he second ballot? It's a very interesting question. I think he's at least Hall of Fame. So we'll ask a crew, see what they think. We'll probably get into the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. I mean, how can you not? I mean, it's still a month away. Well, it's less than a month now. Hey, we're coming up close. We got what? Oh, God, 2-3 weeks. Hey, we're coming up close. So if you've got an interesting sports topic tonight that you want to discuss, well, don't be shy. Join the discussion. 646-716-7978. All right, let's bring the crew on board here now. Now, the first digit here looks like this is going to be Neil. We'll find out. Neil, my good friend, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here, Skeeter.
All righty. I got the right button pushed this time. All right. Let me get a hold of Seth here now, see if he's on board. Seth, my good friend, how are you?
Skeeter.
Hey, what's going on? How was Passover?
It was good. I'm still not eating bread, so
I
haven't had a good Kaiser roll in a while.
Well, let me tell you something. Whatever I ate last night, oh, unbelievable. I couldn't even do a show. I was still sick today. I'm still a little bit sick, but, oh, man, I tell you, boy, it did not settle with me. It's sausage and peppers and onions, and, you know, once you mix that up, sometimes that can that can have some devastating effects on the innards, you know what I mean? So, well, anyways, I want to start here tonight. I know baseball, we'll get into some baseball, but how about Troy Polamalu? I can never pronounce his name, Polamalu. Him retiring.
Polamalu.
Yeah, I can never pronounce it. But is he first ballot Hall of Fame?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Without question.
Yeah.
Without question.
What do you think, Neil?
I guess it depends who else is on the ballot when he's on his first time. I mean, he did retire after only 12 seasons. So, you know, he's young.
This is what I wanted to discuss, because I know he has some good stats, but if you look at it, the last 2 years, he really hasn't been all that really effective.
Absolutely. And I mean, the Steelers haven't won the big games.
Right.
So it's not like they won last year, the year before, even the one before that. So then maybe he would have gone out on that high note, so to say. But he's just kind of like, well, Steelers aren't going to re-up me. I could probably go grab a 1-year deal somewhere. These concussion things maybe are freaking me out. I still got my knees. I'm cool with all the cash I got. So in those breaths, yeah, I mean, you got some Super Bowl wins, you got some numbers, but the tail end of the career wasn't a flash, you know, in the pan.
Right.
Maybe he's got to wait around, you know, let somebody else in who's maybe on that ballot, who's been waiting longer, maybe get in before him. He's a young man.
Right. I mean, that's why I wanted to discuss this. One is, yeah, you're right. I mean, he only spent, I think, what, 12 years in the NFL.
He hasn't
really done very much since the last time the Steelers won the the Super Bowl. it's one of those nights. But
he's played, but yes, it's not like record breaking stuff. And you know, I mean,
at the time, he was in every play. There wasn't anywhere where that ball was. There was Polamalu. It didn't matter where the ball was. He was right there.
Oh, he was a hawk. He was a hawk in that backfield. Plus, he had that sting with his tackle, like a Johnny Lynch used to hurt people. Ronnie Lott really used to
Ronnie
hurt
Lott. I loved watching Ronnie Lott.
You know
Lott.
What I mean? Yeah. Yeah. But the last, 3 years, Troy wasn't really laying the licks. So he's great, but first time around, it's like I said, who's on there? And they've been waiting longer. Maybe let them on. I mean, he's, you know, 12. If you retire out of the military in 12 years, they don't give you that 20-year pension.
Do you got any stats on him, Seth? I was trying to find
something
earlier.
Some stats on Polamalu?
Yeah.
Career NFL stats right now that I see. He had 770 tackles. He only had 12 quarterback sacks, but you got to realize he's in the backfield.
Well,
32 true. Interceptions, 14 forced fumbles, and 3 touchdowns.
Okay, now compare that to other linebackers. Let's say Howie Long.
Well, he wasn't a linebacker. You know, he was in the backfield. He was one of the backs. So, you know, your free safeties, your cornerback sort of position.
Use Singletary as an example. But he went longer than 12 years. But
no, he's a strong safety. It's strong safety. You can't compare them in the same category.
If you want to do that,
he played all over, so I thought he was a
linebacker. Yeah, but, I mean, he's an 8-time Pro Bowler. He's a 5-time All-Pro. He's a 2-time Super Bowl champion. And on top of it, in his game, seriously, people did not want to see him. They had to go to the opposite sides of the field. That's what you want out of a player. Now, the thing is, on top of that, him being such a force and this and that, that, you know, I'm just saying, people, 12 years in the NFL, please. If you want to get your pension as an NFL player, I believe you just have to play 3.5 seasons. And the average lifespan of an NFL player is only 3 years. So the NFL has figured out a way to cut you short on your pension. So the whole thing that him playing 12 years, dude, he earned his pay. He earned his pension. Trust me, first ballot Hall of Famer.
Well, you also have to look at it, you know, with athletes is how are they dominant within the time that they played? You can't compare them to years in the past, and you certainly can't compare them to years in the future because the future's not here yet. You have to compare them only with was he dominant in his position at the time that he played? I would have to say if he wasn't, he's pretty damn close to being, you know, one of the best in his position at the time that he played, even though the last few years he wasn't, you know, as effective. And I don't think that's so much him. I think that was just the team. The Steelers haven't been effective, in, you know.
Well, that was part of the reason why the Steelers weren't effective. He had gotten to a certain age. He had played certain years. He was hurt. He was a major factor on that defense. If you played against the Steelers and he was in his prime, you wanted nothing to do with going in that area. I'm just saying right now, he was that guy. 12 years, come on. I mean, you got to get some type of credence. And I'm just saying, without a doubt in my mind, he's going to be first ballot.
Yeah. I mean, I love
his compelling arguments to, you know, back that point. And, you know, it's all valid. You know, all sides of the sword on it are all valid. So, you know, obviously good luck to him, you know, whatever you're going to do. But, I mean, I'm sure he put all his marbles in the right places. You know, you're not going to retire out and know you don't have to go to work again. That's pretty impressive.
Now, why do they get a pension? I mean, they're getting, oh, come on. I mean,
well, it's because it's a big business. There are still our big businesses that
work for. Yeah, but I mean,
they're
getting paid millions of dollars. If they can't figure out a way to, you know, save some of that, I mean, come on.
I would love to work for a company that if I even did 12 years, let alone 25, like back in the day of our like grandparents and uncles working for big factories and plants, the way that the whole economy spun around, you were like 20 and done. And they had your health cover for everything. You had, you know, your money coming in every month. Wow. You know, so for a big corporation like the NFL worth, I don't know how many hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, to be able to be like, hey, and I believe Skip is right with that 3.5 years. Like if you're an employee at, on, you know, an active roster for that time, regardless, you're going to get, you know, a pension check coming in. Obviously, it's not going to be as much as somebody like a Peyton Manning who made it 18 years, maybe 20.
All right. How effective do you think Peyton Manning really is going to be? I think he's not going to be that effective because I don't think the Broncos are going to be that effective.
I don't either. I don't see them just taking over that AFC West. You know, the Chargers are making moves looking interesting. You know, the Raiders got the fourth pick coming up. I mean, there's all sorts of plus they got some good free agency already. It's, you know, Denver saw Julius Thomas become a Jacksonville Jaguar. He was an integral part of why Peyton was throwing up large numbers. Demarius got his money, but how effective is he going to be taking the top end off, you know, the D if Julius is there?
All right.
It's good questions. The running backs, you know, what's that committee going to do again? So, yeah, Peyton's, you know, chewing on a piece of rawhide here. He's got the grit to do it, but are they going to just cruise through and get to the AFC Championship? I don't think so. I think that whole AFC West is going to be a dogfight.
I think one of the things that you honestly actually have to ask yourself, if you had really looked at before he even went to Denver, Indianapolis